Spotted that. Well, I guess it's not real. Yeah, I think I've heard about it, like James Bond movies or something, the Doomsday Clock. What it is, scientists and security experts, it's a metaphor for how close humanity is to self-annihilation.
And we're closer than ever. That's awesome.
The end of the world as we know it. Well, they've now bumped it up 90 seconds till midnight.
And then midnight's the...
She's over, baby. Okay. Cashing in.
Well, that's not very much
cash
time.
In your chips. It's all over. Game's done. 90 seconds. So we're talking about this and... Okay, then we're being metaphoric, too, that, okay, you have, the clock is ticking. Uh-huh. You have one day. What will you do? What will you do?
I go straight to food.
That was my first thing. I said, I'm eating pizza. and a half gallon of Outlaw Run ice cream.
Oh, he's very specific.
Okay. And then I got to thinking a little farther. There's going to be a whole lot of loving and hugging and squeezing and kissing. But you know how that is. That takes a couple of minutes, and then you got the rest of the day. What would you do?
I'd have to say I'm going to rob a bank in my birthday suit, driving away in a stolen Corvette. Because that'd be one of the things that you would quickly, any one of them would be, you quickly would get in trouble for. So I just combine the quickest things that you could get busted for and combine them all together.
And, you know, nobody in the bank is going to stop you.
No, nobody. And, there's not going to be anybody in the bank.
And probably the Corvette. They're not going to care and take it.
But it's very specific dream, sir.
And you're doing it naked. The naked part.
Traumatized as we all go out.
That's quite the last day right there.
Wow.